But I would have never met that person if I wasn't with this mentorship group and went to a mastermind meeting. It's like everything that you do makes a difference. But you want to be in the right place at the right time. You want to be in the right place and network with the right people to ultimately help you get further in life.
Welcome to Unmasking Greatness. This podcast is about unmasking your greatest potential and living a purpose-driven life. If you got value from this episode, you already know. Like, share, and subscribe.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Unmasking Greatness. I'm your host, Chris Kokoris, and today I got a question for you. Today's question is, what are you worth? What are you worth? And most of the time, when you hear that question, probably the first thing that comes to your mind is financially, money. How much do we have in the bank account? You know, what are our assets versus liabilities? And those are all, you know, good answers, but that's not where I want to drive this conversation. Do they correlate with what I'm about to talk about? Sure, but we'll talk about that as well. What I want to talk about is the phrase, your net worth is your network. How many of you guys have heard that? I'm sure many of you have, but do you believe it? Do you believe that your net worth is your network? I can tell you personally, I am a 100% full believer on this. And I want to kind of touch on that because you guys have seen, most of you, if you've known me for a while, you have seen me start my fitness journey years ago, back in I've been working out since 2007-ish. I can't even really pinpoint it, but I can, 2006 or seven, I've been, you know, working out consistently, you know, in the gym, all that kind of stuff. And then up until, you know, 2020, I officially started my legitimate, like, fitness business, which is CAC Performance, which is where we're here now. Now, that starting this business has been one of the most like exciting, stressful, throw anxiety in there, throw some depression in there. I mean, a melting pot of emotions, but I'm excited to do it every day because I love what I do. But this is where I'm going to tell you right now why I'm a full believer in this term of your net worth is your network. I have, prior to me starting this business, I have tried to do personal training. I have tried working for different gyms. Obviously, I really officially got certified back in 2009. And since 2009, I was able to actually start doing personal training. And I've worked for studios. I've worked for big box gyms. You know, I've done the fitness thing. And ultimately, I just struggled. I struggled, probably just like a lot of you guys that are getting into personal training. You're trying to build your name. You're trying to let people know what you do. You want to show that you actually can do what you say that you do, that you live that lifestyle. You're building some validity in yourself. And it takes time. Believe me, it takes time to do that. But if you love what you do, you'll continue it. So through this whole time, I struggled. I ended up, you know, finishing Greenville Tech's personal training program back in 2009 and got certified, and then struggled a little bit with that. Then I was like, oh, I'm going to go and get my bachelor's degree in exercise science and a minor in psychology to where I'll be a strength and conditioning coach. And that also didn't work out very well for me. I defaulted in going back into the restaurant business because that's what my family did. Again, depression. it was cool. Like I was good at what I did. It just wasn't what I was passionate about. It wasn't what I was excited to wake up for. It wasn't me. But I was doing it because we all got bills. We got to pay our bills. I got to make money, you know? So inevitably, like during this time, 2013, I started competing in bodybuilding. 2015, I hired my first legitimate coach, who at the time was 3-time Mr. Olympian for men's physique, who's Jeremy Buendia. That was a shot in the dark. I just shot him a message and I was like, I need help. I want someone to prep me so I can go pro. Now, why did I choose Jeremy? Well, because one, hell, he was three-time Mr. Olympian, so he knew what he was doing, but also because of who his coach was. And his coach was Hani Rambod, who was, you know, the pro creator. I mean, he's named a pro creator because that's what he's been doing, having Olympians win over and over and over again. I mean, the guy's tactics and strategies, I was like, they're working, and they're working for more than one person. So in my mind, one, I wanted to work with Jeremy because I looked up to him at that point in time. Loved his physique, his content, everything just kind of resonated with me. And also, I knew that I was going to be getting secondhand knowledge, right? Not to dismiss Jeremy at all, because he knew what he was doing, obviously. He helped me turn pro the same year. But I knew that he was learning from one of the best. And I also knew that he had a lot of connections in the industry. So it was all these things play in my head. Of course, the goal is I want to go pro. But for me, I'm looking at it from a different angle. I'm seeing how can I progress in my career outside of just turning pro? You know, I want someone to guide me through the industry. Should I look for sponsorships? What to look for? Do I sign contracts? You know, all of those kind of questions that it's all new to me. I don't know anything about it. So I was hoping that he would guide me through that. And he did. And again, the very same year we turned pro. So I'm forever grateful in that aspect. But that was the first taste of me understanding how valuable it is to have somebody in my corner that knows what they're doing and can help guide me through the process so I can achieve some level of success at that rate, right? I mean, I want someone to be so far past me that even if I got 5% as good, that was like a massive win for me, right? I want to just get a small percentage of that progress and I'd be like thrilled. And that's what I did. You know, did I make it to the Olympia stage? No, but did I turn pro? Yeah, I did. I did quite quickly, actually. So that was, again, that was kind of like the taste moving forward. Now, going forward from that point in time, I've worked with multiple bodybuilding coaches in that period of time as well, just to further my knowledge. I was choosing people that had high success, but I was looking into their backgrounds and things like that. So I did a lot of deeper due diligence in my, I guess that would be the best way to put it, to make sure that I was going to get what I wanted out of it outside of just a prep coach. I wanted a mentor. I wanted someone to help me kind of craft my life, tell me like, this is a good path, this is not, because I was lost. I was lost, even though I knew how to work out, I knew how to diet, I knew how to get through a show prep. Like I could execute. I was coachable, you know, would be ultimately the term that I would say. I'm very coachable. I follow direction very well and I execute. So once I got into my business in 2020, I was just like bodybuilding, testing waters, trying different things, looking up YouTube videos. I looked up, if you guys don't know, Bedros Koulian. He has the Empire podcast now as well. When I was just starting in 2020, again, this is when my like personal development really kind of like started getting deep. I watched every single one of his YouTube videos. He had a ton. And it was all based around personal training, how to get clients, how to fulfill. Like it was just free content that I would just like ingest. I would be watching his like hour long videos while I'm doing cardio at the gym. And I was like, oh my God. And I would try it. It would work. You know, things would work. It worked so well that I booked myself up at the gym in 2-3 months, like back to back from, you know, 8 a.m. to almost 7 p.m. Every Monday through Friday. And so I was like, wow, like, okay, we're building some momentum, but I knew my business had to take a shift inevitably. So then I started again, looking for another mentor, looking for someone to guide me. And I had a couple coaching calls with different people. Again, this was me, again, doing my due diligence, doing my research, but also like, you know, who are they networking with? What kind of personality do they have? You know, what kind of strategies are they using? Because here's the thing, there's a lot of ways to get success. There's a lot of ways to get what you want, but is it morally and ethically correct? right? There's a lot of ways to make money, right? You can earn it. You can sell something. You could steal from somebody. You could rob somebody. All of these get the same outcome, which is getting money. But if their values, their morals don't line up with yours, they're not a good fit for you. Now, these people aren't robbing and stealing from people, but the idea of the fact is, when you have conversations with people, can you mesh? Do you guys click? Is there a little bit of a good conversation right off the back? You know, I had a call with a guy that was just like, you know, just really, really aggressive, really foul mouth. That was his style. And not to knock him, the dude's super successful. It just wasn't for me. So, you know, I slid that one to the side. And then eventually I found one that I signed up with, and it was a game changer. I mean, I can tell you to this day, if I would have started back in 2020 like I did and never had a coach or mentor, I would not be nowhere near where I'm at today, because I don't know what I don't know. And the things that I was taught, the things that they showed me, the people they connected with me, it's been a game changer. And so this is why I think it's so valuable. And not even just them, not even just a mentor or a coach. I went to a mastermind meeting in Miami about a year ago, and I linked up with a guy at a chance, him and his team. Me and my wife was down there, and you know, we just kind of clicked. You know, we ended up hanging out at Topgolf, you know, for one of our meeting outings, and then we hung out at this, it's called the Wharf. It's kind of like this little outdoor area. We went out that night in Miami. I mean, like, him and his whole team. So, and he's from Manchester, right? Stee, I don't know if he's listening to this or not. But anyways, I just stayed in connect with him, you know, throughout this time, being super smart, successful guy. And because of him, staying in touch with him, he connected me with one of his business partners to help me in an area of my business, which is changing the game for me again. But I would have never met that person if I wasn't with this mentorship group and went to a mastermind meeting. It's like everything that you do makes a difference, but you want to be in the right place at the right time. You want to be in the right place and network with the right people to ultimately help you get further in life. Because I can tell you this, people that are successful are willing to go out of their way and help you if they know that you're serious, if they know that you're hungry. And also, let's be honest, if they can benefit from you as well, that's when that whole mutual concept starts to come into play. So having that, and you know, listen, you don't have to stay with the same mentor or coach forever. I think as long as things are going in the right direction, you're seeing progress, stay. Why would you change, right? Now, if things start to mellow out, you're not seeing no progress, maybe whatever reason that you're not happy, okay, then start looking again. And now I'm with a different coaching company. And my mentor is Jason Phillips with NCI, who has like an amazing coaching program as well. And he does a lot of events throughout the year. But specifically, when I signed up with him, I went to one called Coaching Con. This is where me and Preston actually went down there and opened my eyes to a whole lot of other avenues. Again, my business was doing pretty good, but there were some things, missing pieces I didn't know. And I got a lot of clarity through that. I signed up with them. In 1 month, I had one of my highest record months in period. Like, there's nothing else to say. It was the highest month ever from some strategies and tactics that they put together for me. So, but again, I wouldn't have signed up with him if I wasn't looking, if I didn't go to this Coaching Con event. I mean, there's so many things. And now, and this is the cool thing, they have this Coaching Con every year. I bought my tickets last year for the VIP section for this year. And I bought two of them for me, and I want my wife to come. But they're $2,500 a ticket. They're not cheap, you know. People are paying these kind of prices for their favorite artists, you know, like, I don't know, whoever you guys listen to, Chris Brown, and you know, I'm not real big with like all the Peso Pluma, you know, like I hear that kind of stuff too. People are paying big money to go see somebody, hear them. And I get it. Like, sure, gets the endorphins flowing. You feel good. It's an experience. But when you leave, did you get any value from it? I'm not saying don't do those things. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is if you're willing to pay that kind of money for entertainment, why won't you pay that kind of money for education to help you further yourself in life? So I bought that not knowing who the guest speakers were, not knowing what the event was, not knowing where the event was going to be because it was in Phoenix, Arizona last year. Now it's in Orlando, Florida this year. Cool. I can actually drive there if I wanted to. So I just found out yesterday that some of the speakers are going to be like Ed Milet, Sean Stevenson. So if you've ever heard Eat Smarter, Sleep Smarter, he has those two books that are amazing. Nick Ross, who's a big salesperson. I mean, there's some like high end people speaking. And because I got the VIP ticket, after they speak, I get to go in a smaller room and have one-on-ones with them. That is nuts to me that I'm actually going to have, like, I'm going to be able to shake these people's hands and introduce myself. Now, what will come with that, I don't know. And I don't care. But the opportunity is there. And I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll and speak my mind, have conversations, leave an impact. But again, this is where I believe having your net worth is your network. These high-level people, if they see something in you or maybe you have certain questions, they could potentially open doors for you. They're not going to hand you $1 million, right? They're not going to hand you, you know, the success. But what they can do is say, hey, listen, see that down that hall right there? 8 doors down on the left. I want you to knock on that. Introduce yourself. Tell them I sent you. Crazy, right? That could really be the game changer. That could be the password to open that door, to open up a whole new opportunity for you. But you got to be willing to invest into yourself as well. And this is why, you know, we actually coach a lot of personal trainers. You know, they want to get like, obviously they want to get in shape and some want to compete and stuff like that. But they also know that just like I did, I have certain connections with people. I know certain things about business that a lot of people don't know if they're new to the game. So, and you know, even though you signed up with me for health and fitness and to get in shape, dude, you get on a call with me and we just get to talking, dude, I am more than happy to share what I know with these people, you know? So the value is massive there if that's something that somebody wants. But do you think that way? And it's just a different perspective, a different way of thinking. So, you know, having these connections, opportunities there, learning, growth, even having like support, having those mentors, having, you know, people in the group. Cause I connect with people in the group as well, like high achievers. And I listen. If you think you know it all, you already done failed the game. You got to open up your ears, open up your mind, you know, go into these events. You know, they may not be in the group, but, you know, I met another one of my buddies. This is crazy, too. I ran into someone that I coached years ago for a bodybuilding show, Ruben. And I saw him there and I was like, he looks so familiar. I remember, I'm good with faces, but it's been so long. And then I remembered his name and I went over. I was like, Ruben. And he's like, Chris, what's up, man? You know, we just started talking and now he is a coach for other fitness entrepreneurs, you know, doing 7 figures plus. Crazy how that changes. And we just reconnected and I just kind of keep in touch with him. Ironically, he's working with Bedros Koulian, which is super cool because I'm watching him evolve in that capacity. And if you guys don't know, to work with Bedros, it's $100,000 for the year. So you want to talk about an investment. That is a significant investment, but the return is significant as well. I think he just posted something the other day where he doubled his business within 5 months. I mean, I think a lot of you guys would be willing to pay a lot of money if you could double your income in 5 months, especially if you're doing, you know, 7 figures plus. So just again, I can't stress to you guys, make sure that you guys are networking with the right people, asking the right questions. Because ultimately, like if you hang out with a toxic crowd, those that don't care about their life, those that don't want more, you will get that crab in the bucket syndrome. They will always pull you down. There will be no opportunity for you. You have to go out of your way. And unfortunately, sometimes you will have to leave people behind that's the reality, you know, and don't, I wouldn't really necessarily get too caught up in those feelings either, because I can promise you, most of you guys that went to graduated already from high school or even grade school, like, you probably don't even know where half those people are. So, you know, sometimes just kind of pull yourself out of the emotions a little bit and look at, you know, your life. You're building your life. You can't build others. Can you help people along the way? Yeah, you can. But the minute they start pulling you back is when you need to release them. Okay. So I know that's the hard truth. And ultimately, you gotta make a choice. Are you here to thrive? Are you here to win at the game of life? Are you okay with mediocrity? Are you okay with failing? Are you okay with just the current present life that you have? And if you are, that's your choice. I'm not here to judge you, but I am here to give you some options, some choices, and what I believe. And if you believe what I believe, it's time to start shaking hands. It's time to start going to events to better yourself. I'm telling you, sometimes you need to hear the most basic advice, some of the most simplistic advice, and that thing that you already know, you just needed to rehear it, will change everything for you. Will change everything for you. I'm telling you right now. So don't look past that. All right. So I wanted to share that story with you guys, because ultimately you need to make sure that you're connecting with the right people. I'm grateful for you guys to actually listen to this podcast, the ones that are, and I hope this resonates with you. You know, and some of you guys may already be going through this thing as I am, right? Learning what it's like to actually have connections with certain people. It's a networking deal. You know, you're building relationships. It's not conning people by no means, right? But when you build a good, healthy relationship, again, opening doors for new opportunities. And that's what we're always looking for, new opportunities to become better every single day. So take that for what it is. I hope you guys have a good rest of the week. Crush it, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace.